Stargates are time. Our weekly look into the massive universe around our ridiculously small planet, and also what we can look for in our dark island skies. As usual, we're turning to the expertise of Christopher Phillips. He's on the line. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What's in store this week?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be here. So this week, stargazers look out for Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn in the dawn sky. These are three of the brightest planets and should be easy to spot. The moon this week is waning, bringing with it dark skies towards week's end.
You've got some news about a potential discovery, something that looks like a fossil from somewhere in our solar system.
Yeah, the new year is already bringing with it new discoveries from our faithful robotic emissary to Mars, the Curiosity rover. And it's taking some very intriguing images of what appear to be wriggly tube-like structures located on the surface of Martian rocks. These tube-like structures appear to have similarities to fossilized remains that we find here on the Earth. However, as with all such discoveries, NASA is emphasizing that we shouldn't jump the gun and suggest that we have found evidence of Martian life.
And when you see stuff like this, and I guess this has been the case for decades with images that you bring back from space, you think it's a face and then it turns out it's a little mountain or something like that. What are some of the explanations for what this thing is that they're seeing?
Well, planetary scientists think that these could have formed as the result of ancient rocks that dissolved and then left behind minerals in shapes that just happen to resemble wiggly worms. They are called concretions, and we find them frequently here on the Earth.
Is there also the case when you have a planet like that, for example, there's some spacecraft that are orbiting it in its atmosphere, you've got the rovers. Can stuff ever fall off of there, like little pieces of gear, and it kind of either make an indent in the ground or end up somewhere in, you know, on the ground there in Mars, not where you would expect to find it?
Well, that's highly unlikely, especially when you consider the size of these things. They're only about a millimeter or so in size, and Curiosity had to use a very close-up lens in order to see them. So if they are fossils, they're probably the result of some microscopic action in some form. But they are slightly angular, which leads us to believe that they could, in fact, be mineral formations.
And what would that mean? Some heavy-duty mining exploration is in store for the red planet?
I don't think so. Not in the near future.
Well, if you want to take a look at it, we have a photograph of what we've been talking about posted in this week's Stargazer Report online at hawaiipublicradio.org. It's Christopher Phillips. Thanks for the report.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week.